Reading for May 29th, entitled, Make Home a Bit of Heaven. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Psalm 127, verse 1. We, living far down the passage of ages, have the privilege of studying the Old Testament in connection with the New. Our faith and courage should be strong as we see prophecies fulfilling. But how many there are who are unbelieving? How many there are who reveal selfishness and unkindness in their dealings with one another? How many professing Christians seem never to be satisfied unless they are engaged in strife? How many home circles are broken because the members receive and act upon Satan's suggestions? No unpleasant words are spoken in heaven. There no unkind thoughts are cherished. There envy, evil surmising, hatred, and strife find no place. Perfect harmony pervades the heavenly courts. Well does Satan know what heaven is and what the influence of the angels is. His work is to bring into every family the cruel elements of self-will, harshness, selfishness. Thus he seeks to destroy the happiness of the family. He knows that the spirit governing in the home will be brought into the church. Let the father and mother always be guarded in their words and actions. The husband is to treat his wife, the mother of his children, with due respect, and the wife is to love and reverence her husband. How can she do this if he treats her like a servant to be dictated to, ordered about, scolded, found fault with before the children? He is forcing her to dislike him and even to hate him. May God help fathers and mothers to open the windows of the soul heavenward and let the sunshine of Christ into the home life. Unless they do this, they will be surrounded by a mist and fog most injurious to spirituality. Fathers and mothers, bring sweetness and brightness and hopefulness into the lives of your children. Kindness and love will work wonders. Never punish a child in anger. When you do this, you are acting like grown-up children who have not left behind them the unreasonableness of childhood. Will you strive earnestly to be able to say, when I became a man, I put away childish things? Be sure, before correcting your child, to talk with your Heavenly Father. When your own heart is so softened by sympathy, talk with the erring one. If the matter can be adjusted without the use of the rod, so much the better. Taken from Manuscript 71, dated May 29, 1902, entitled, Words to Parents.